to design a mission statement for life. This is something that I see a lot of people never, ever come to fruition with. They coast aimlessly through their entire existence, searching for meaning. Very good book to read, by the way, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Puts a lot of things into perspective. But to create a life's mission statement, you really need to have a little bit of you time. A little bit of turn the fucking phone off for once. Stop doom scrolling and watching TikTok and actually sit down with yourself and ask some questions. And today in this video, we're going to go over exactly what you need to pretty much do to create a mission statement and a healthy one at that. So people don't have this, which baffles me. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm the most successful guy, but I would say I'm definitely doing what I feel I need to be doing. And I have accountability on that through coaches with business, mental health, mindset, fitness, etc. To get closer to where I want to be because it's aligned with my mission. But people don't have this and it baffles me. It really does. And it's honestly one of the secret sauces, you know, the golden bullets, the things that once you kind of create one and have one and make one, you will quite frankly be further ahead in life than half of the motherfuckers that you know. You become part of the 5%, if not the 1%, because you're actually doing the uncomfortable work which is required to have a higher elevated state, to generally be in a better mindset, to truly be a person that you are proud of, and you know, someone who actually has a source of energy, a source of direction in life. It's real motivation, guys. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm just not motivated. You have nothing to be motivated for, buttercup. You don't have a mission statement. You don't know what you want, who you are, where you're going. And if you want real motivation, those are the three areas in which you need to unpack and get clear upon if you want to get further towards your goals. Visualization is probably one of the biggest things when creating a vision statement, a mission statement. Because if you visualize the life that you want, the car that you have, the body you have, the relationship, the financial security, the house, the clothes, the face. I got a wee trim yesterday. Like, this is how I want to look. I visualize that. The books that you read, the habits you have, everything. If you're, oh my God, visualize it. Make one of those little Pinterest vision boards, right? Where you want to live, the house, the car. Da-da-da. Are you clear on that? Come on, it's the basics. It's the basics. Visualization is absolutely paramount when creating a mission statement because you need to be visual with it. People are quite often more visual learners than just go do this, try that, blah, blah, blah. If you had this whiteboard, if you had, like, I've got that whiteboard behind me. If you had, like, a board, for example, and that you had, like, cars and houses and money and women and a physique, a lifestyle, it'd be more visual, it'd be more present, it'd be more front of mind, wouldn't it? Therefore, you'd probably be more motivated to achieve those things because they're front of mind. Positive cultivation of habits. Always think, how do I behave my way to success? The same way people behave themselves into being out of shape. Then just wake up one morning and look down and had a gut the size of a bowling ball. They behave their way to a lack of success in their health and well-being. The same way, if you positively cultivate solid habits and think about the behavior of the person which will now have those visual goals to focus on, then you can start fast-tracking the implementation and reverse engineering what is required step by step to reach the targets that you need to tick off these life goals. There's always going to be behavior-based frameworks, always going to be based upon how you behave. Are you the guy that says he wants 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 pounds in his bank, but, you know, works 3 days a week and wanks off the rest? Because that guy ain't achieving shit. Or are you someone who behaves like the person who already has that net worth and works relentlessly 12 hours a day to the point of sheer exhaustion to achieve that financial welfare? Think about that, honestly. Because it's always about the behaviors. Jeff Bezos, for example, one of the richest people in the world. Think he just woke up and had Amazon? No, he grafted, he worked, he slaved to get to that point. He behaved his way to that outcome because he visualized that he knew what he wanted. Because creating a life by design rather than default is necessary. I have designed my own life based upon when I'm at my best, first and foremost. But when I need to push and pull, when I can, you know, film and record this style of content, when I'm in a high elevated state, I've got a clear mind, I'm not dipping in and out of different things, TikTok, Instagram, social media, WhatsApp, and spread my energy thin. I'm sitting down for 2 or 3 hours and recording content after content after content, because this is what is part of the plan. This is the behaviors I need to put in place to get what I want. Because hopefully all you guys watch these bits of videos and stuff and just say, you know what, Lewis, take my money. I want to be coached by you. You are amazing. And I'll coach you and we'll get sick results. But you have to create a life by design. When do you wake up? When do you go to bed? When do you eat? What do you eat? When do you train? Where do you train? What is it you're training for? How much water do you drink? What supplements do I supplement with? When do I say yes? When do I say no? Do you get what I'm saying? Stop being passive. Stop being an attention whore and just jumping and jumping and jumping and jumping. And again, put your arse up for grabs. Stupid. Because you have to start with the level 10 version of you. See that thing I spoke about, the visual board, the vision board? Have that there and just pause and meditate on it. Close your eyes, right? Close your eyes with me and just think, who's the level 10 version of Lewis? Or who's the level 10 version of you? Let's say your name's Jack or Victor or Pete. Not Bob, if you're a Bob out there. Sorry, Bob. You know, if you watch the content. But you're visualizing, you're visualizing, you're manifesting, you're dreaming, you are meditating. Ah, Adonis. He is a Greek god. Chiseled abs. Endless motivation and energy, has a great family, lives in a different country, lives in Greece, lives in Kos in Greece, on a beachfront house, goes a run every morning, has a coffee and reads one of his personal development books. He's sitting, then he does 5 hours of work, that's all he does for the day, then he trains, then he plays with his children, goes for dinner with his wife, drops kids off the nanny and spends lovely time with his partner every night. And then comes up the road and him and the family have this emotional connected time where they're chilling together and having laughs and fun. The house is clean, pristine. They're where they need to be. They go walk the dog. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful life. That's level 10 version of you. I really enjoyed doing that even there, just taking the piss with it. But I really enjoyed that. I was actually thinking I was living that life. It was brilliant. But level 10 version of you needs you to act like him already. You know, what behaviors are going to get you there, guys? It's very simple, but it's hard to do for a lot of people that are very insecure and anxious about themselves because they are always chasing the next hit of dopamine. So what do they have, need, and want to live life like? That's what I just kind of went over there. You need to become hyper clear about that. Otherwise, you'll be a victim of circumstance and you end up living in a council house, eating pot noodles, falling out with your wife. Kids will hate you. You'll drink every night. You gain naturally 10 pounds of body fat a year until you're 50, and then you're extremely overweight and sad. Because creating the mindset for success is one of the most essential things. And that visualization, the life by design over default, is all aligned with creating this mindset, which is so paramount for being successful. It's going to give you clarity, real meaning, true purpose, and more magic in life rather than being less tragic. So I hope you enjoyed this little trip into the future with myself. It's been great to share this space and time with you. When I love you and leave you guys, stay savage, stay sexy, stay disciplined. We're on the right path if you're watching this content. This is all the stuff I wish I knew, and now I do. and I want you to have it. Let's get it, guys. Come on.